Is learning just accumulating information, or does it produce visible change, obedience, and courage in the public square when hard choices must be made? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, if you haven't checked us out on many of our platforms, I want to encourage you to do that, to share, subscribe, like, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place these devotions in your huddle. It helps us all grow together and to grow in the Word of God together. We are in a series called Circumcision of the Heart. Are you a learner? Are you learning? And it's from Romans chapter 2, and we're going to read 17 through 21. But if you bear the name Jew, and rely upon the law, and boast in God, and know His will, and approve the things that are essential, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourselves are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish. And here's our verse for today, a teacher of the immature. Look at that, a teacher of the immature. I want to ask you, if you are a learner today, are you learning in application? Are you able to teach others what you are learning? Having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of truth, you therefore who teach another, look at that, do you teach yourself? Are you a learner? Do you actually take what you have put in this old noggin of yours and put it into your heart and into your actions? That's the question today. And it's so easy to have so much more head knowledge than action, isn't it? But what good is that action if we don't actually step back and say, God, apply this truth that you have just shown me into my everyday? You who preach that one should not steal, do you steal? And that's our question. Are you a constant learner? So let's go over to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I think it'll be a great verse. This is, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Think about that. Realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Are we living in some difficult times? Why? For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these. For among them are those who enter into the households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses. They're always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. So who are the they are always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Knowledge of truth about what? We're going to come back to this, but let's go back up just a little bit, because I think it's important that we understand that he's talking to these people who are lovers of self. They haven't learned yet that the key to success in the kingdom of God is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Did you notice that it doesn't say love money in those two commandments from God? It's love God and love others. But these individuals, they haven't learned that you can't love money, that they're boastful and they're arrogant, and they haven't learned the idea of humility. They revile, in other words, they rebel against, they're disobedient to parents, ungrateful. The power of learning, the power of thankfulness, that holiness is what God requires of us. These are the areas that we need to grow in. Malicious gossips without self-control. Today is going to be a day where you learn how to walk in self-control. I truly believe that this will be a day that you can walk in that newness of life, that self-control, empowered by the Holy Spirit to do the things that God has called you to do. Instead of being brutal, you're going to be gentle. You're going to learn about how to be gentle as a lamb, but roar like a lion. Haters of good. Have you noticed we're living in a culture in a day where people hate good? I just find it interesting that we can't hardly take two steps in any direction, and it's very simple and very easy to see evil all around us. Treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. So that's what we need to learn. We have the same pornography issue in the church that the world has. Think about that. We have the same adultery rate. We have the same idea of divorce rate. We have the same concepts of relative truth. And God wants you to understand that you can't be a lover of pleasure and a lover of God at the same time. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. But we are holding to a form of godliness, although we have denied its power. Do you hold to a form of godliness but deny the power of God? Now think about that for a moment. Think about the very fact that you may try to walk in the things of God, but you deny the power of the living God dwelling and living inside of you. God has given you the Holy Spirit to walk in that power, in that might today. Today is going to be the day that God just lifts you up on that rock and you are walking very solid in the presence of Almighty God. And he says, I want you to avoid such men as these. For among them are those who enter the households to captivate weak women, weighed down by sins, led on by various impulses. Always learning. This can't be true about us. But never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Then he actually names some names here. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth. Men of depraved mind. So go back to the Old Testament. You can read about Jambres and Jannes and find out just a little bit about what they wanted to do. They thought they had a better direction than what God had for them. They had a depraved mind. They rejected in regards to the faith. But they will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as Jannes and Jambres' folly was also. Now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, and perseverance. Persecution and suffering such as happened to me at Antioch. I love this. Now you followed my teaching. People are following your teaching. You think, well, I'm not a teacher. Oh. We are all teachers to some degree. There's always someone watching, mimicking, justifying. You know, there's been times in my life, even recently, where you say the wrong thing, you talk out of turn, you whatever, and I'm like, oh, why do I do that? We want to follow in good teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, and persecution and sufferings. That's the kind of people we need to be. Just as happened to me in Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord rescued me. Is the Lord going to rescue you out of some persecutions today? Are there going to be some areas that God steps in and just simply delivers you today? I love this. You know, you think about what God wants to do in our hearts and our minds throughout the day, and we begin to understand that we are living for His glory and for what He has for us, that we can step aside and move in the very things of God. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Do you have a desire to live godly in Christ Jesus? Then persecution will come. Paul doesn't say it as a maybe, an if statement. He says it as an absolute statement in front of Almighty God. But evil men and imposters will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, continue in the things that you have learned and become convinced of them from whom you have learned them. So we got to be convinced in those Sunday school lessons that God taught us about Jesus laying down his life and resurrecting from the dead, about prayer, that running to Almighty God just with the simple things of life, about the direction that he wants to lead us in, and that from the childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You've known this from your childhood. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching. See that? We got to learn from scripture, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped with, for every good work. That's going to be you today. You're going to take this word today and do something powerful in the public square, because you're going to surrender to the word of God. Have you learned to love God rather than pleasure? You're going to walk into that workplace and you're going to have a choice. Love God, love pleasure. Love the easy road, love the high road. Have you learned obedience to God rather than obedience to your flesh or to man? If you want to teach others, you first need to learn yourself and apply the learning to yourself. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us, that you've entrusted to us. Lord, we do pray that we would be lovers of you rather than lovers of pleasure. Go before us today, God. Surround us today, God. Open up our hearts and our minds that we would also learn from your scriptures, that we would be reproved, rebuked, and corrected and trained in righteousness for your name's sake. Change us from the inside out today. Open up the doors that we may correct the foolish among us, God, that we may teach and educate others. But Lord, let us never forget to educate ourselves first. You are a gracious God, a righteous God. You uphold us when we fall. God, we just run to you and say, teach us, Lord. Teach us, teach us, teach us. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.